You are listening to Sherpa Shorts, a special presentation of the Youth Ministry Sherpas Podcast with Steve Anderson and Matthew McKay.
Welcome back to Sherpa Shorts. I'm Steve.
And I'm Matthew.
We are trekking through the alphabet, 26 days, 26 letters, 26 words.
Oh, then we have a conversation about how that relates into student ministry.
We hope you've been enjoying them so far. We've been having a blast with
this. Having a good time, man. Here we are on day 18.
Day 18, so
and
it's your inside. Turn.
It is my turn.
Yeah.
So I am ready.
Okay. Matthew, tell me. What is your word for?
The letter R.
My word for the letter R is rest.
Oh.
How do you rest?
How do I rest?
Yeah. And I'm not talking about sleep. You know, we're not talking about, like, do you get enough hours of sleep? Because that's different for everybody. I'm talking about the student ministry is exhausting stuff. Just is, right? Emotionally, physically, mentally. So you finish a long weekend, finish a long event, you know, retreat, mission trip. It's time to rest. You take a day off every week, we hope. If you're not, you should go back and listen to our other episodes about taking a day off.
Yeah.
What do you do so that you are refreshed, rested, and refreshed for the next event, next day, next task?
Okay. Let me deal with the short term first. So I had a big event on Friday night. We were doing a talent show at our church, and it's always a huge thing. It's a lot of fun, but it takes a lot out of me. So Saturday, I didn't want to get out of bed, honestly. I got out of bed at like 10:30, got back into bed, out of bed, in and out all day long.
Wow, not impressive.
Got nothing done. Didn't really want to get anything done. I was bone tired. You know the difference between like sleepy and bone tired?
Oh yeah. I've been there before.
I was bone tired, so I knew yesterday was going to be rough. But I got through yesterday, and now it's Monday, and I'm feeling okay. So today, what I want to do is do things that bring me joy.
Okay.
So
what kind of things bring you joy?
Well, podcasting is fun. I like that.
Having a good time.
That's a good time. I'm thinking about going to the movies tonight.
All right.
Just got my movie pass finally.
Ooh, off you
like
go.
2 months ago, and it's Movie Mondays with our youth staff. I'm going to go see A Quiet Place, possibly.
Ooh, I want to see that.
Pretty excited.
Yeah, I want to see that.
So do things that I like to do. I might write a little bit. I've been meaning to blog some. I'm going to chill out with my dogs at home. Probably going to go home and watch a show. Maybe go to the movies. And I'm meeting a friend later for dinner. And we're going to chat. So that's what my day off looks like.
And then that will get you to a place where you're then refreshed, ready for some of the things that maybe don't bring you joy. Some of the things you just got to do.
Yeah. I got to go back tomorrow and I got to lead middle school on Wednesday. I don't have much time to prepare. So
you got things
right
to do.
Right back at it. Yeah.
Yep.
How about you?
Yeah. Similar things, similar patterns. I'm a raging extrovert. And so it looks a little different for me because sometimes I actually need to be with people to refresh. Mm-hmm. So I can finish
You're
a long...
Weird.
I know. Well, a lot of introverts think that, my wife included. So oftentimes when I'm kind of exhausted, I'll seek out some community. Seek out some people. I want to hang out. I want to go to dinner with some friends, or I want to have some people over the house and just hang out and whatever.
But those still have to be good friends at that point.
Oh, absolutely. A very selective group of people.
Yeah.
Yes. Not the youth group.
Yeah.
just a very selective group of people.
Hey, let's get a bunch of kids and go to the movies.
I know are gonna pour our life back into me. For me, the other thing, when I do need to be alone, because I'm highly ADHD and can't sit still very well, I need to do physical work.
Yeah, okay.
Right? I need
I
to
get
work.
That. Yeah.
So like today, when we're wrapping up here, I got to go to the dump. I got to do a dump run. I got a bunch of projects that left a bunch of debris that I need to get rid of.
A dookie then, run?
No. Uh-huh. To the, you know, the garbage place.
Gotcha.
but I may do that as well. Who knows? But our listeners don't need to know about that. And then I'll go to Home Depot, and I got to get a bunch of stuff. And then I will work in the yard. You know, I'm going to plant some trees today.
Wow.
I'm going to move some wood today.
Okay.
I might burn some brush today. All the things that will be physically demanding, right? I'm gonna actually get some
burn
some calories today.
The mind.
But I don't have to deal with people. other than maybe my father-in-law who will probably help me with right. these projects, which that'll be fine. Sure. But other than that, I can just, and for me, like my happy, happy, happy place is mowing the grass.
Okay.
I'm so frustrated with the weather we've had in the spring here in Maryland. Last year, I keep record of this, my first mow was on March 19th was the first time I mowed. I have not had to mow yet. It's April, what, 9th?
What do you keep that in your digital, whatever you call it?
Actually, that stays in a little paper notebook. That's Evernote, by the way. Yeah. March 19th. No, I'm excited. I've actually planned to take Thursday afternoon off because I can see that the grass is almost ready to be mowed, and then it's getting really nice this week, and then we have people coming in this weekend, so I need to. So I'm taking Thursday afternoon off to mow. I'm already excited about it.
Why don't you take Friday morning off and come up and mow my grass too?
I'd be more than happy to.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
You're scheduled to do that.
Yeah.
How about the longer term rest? You know, like I try to go away by myself, being the raging introvert. At least quarterly or at least three times a year. I try to go to this this lake house. A family in our church owns this house on a lake that they use in the summer mostly. And I've got a key to the house.
Yep.
So I can go up there and I have it all to myself and I just chill out. And I love it. I'll read, I'll pray, I'll sleep, and I might do some work all by myself, some longer range type of planning and creation and stuff like that. And for me, that is restorative.
Yeah.
I need to do that. And I can feel it when I'm depleted after several months of not doing that. I feel the need to do it again.
Mm, okay. So. And I would say, good for you. Because that's
not you.
No, honestly.
You can't take solitude like that.
I know solitude is a spiritual discipline, and I have to work out to be disciplined to do it. But longer periods of time are just... I had this idea once, and this was probably 15 years ago, because I was like, maybe I'm just not spiritual enough. I need to be able to do this. So I got a cabin in the woods, and I went by myself, and I was going to spend, 48 hours.
Okay.
You know, this was the prescribed thing. Okay. I spent 48 hours by myself. Of course, this was back when the kids were little, so everything, you know, work was chaotic, the home was chaotic, so this was going to be this 48 hours of just unplugged by myself.
It's going to be your quiet place.
Sign my quiet place. And I lasted 22 hours.
No way. I came home.
Because it was counterproductive
okay.
to what it was supposed to be doing. Like, I was supposed to be relaxing and unwinding and resting, and I was restless and miserable, and it was like, this is dumb. And so I bought some Cheetos and drove home because that made me happy. So
everybody's wired differently.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I, for me, and I've talked about this before on here. I like to watch a movie or watch a TV show. You know, for me, that's the only time I can sit still long enough because I'm engaged. Well, so I could easily sit down and binge watch 3-hour-long dramas in a row, you know, for like 3 hours. That'd be about. I know some people talk about like, oh, I watched like 7 episodes yesterday of this series that I'm binging through. Like, I couldn't do that, but I could get through 2 or 3 if I had to.
So maybe a happy medium in your world is like our youth leader getaway that we do in the spring, because we get this really nice house with a hot tub and, you know, comfy furniture, and we just chill out.
Absolutely.
We don't do anything, really, very productive, couple conversations.
But other than that, it's just downtime.
We just sit around and enjoy each other's company. So you're with friends, but you're also not doing anything.
I'm not doing anything. That is actually the perfect scenario for me.
I love that scenario, too.
Yeah. But for you out there, you've got to figure out what it is that allows you to rest, because this is tough work. It just is. And so you got to be in a place where you've got, again, some of that short-term rest on a weekly basis, and then some bigger things where that you're refreshed enough to be strong for the task.
I would also add this. I think it's important that as we schedule in the ministry, that we remember when we need rest and put that into the schedule. Because it's really easy to just kind of bump things up against each other thinking, oh, you know, I got a day off in there. I'll be fine. I'll be recovered. But maybe we need a little more time before we get into that next big thing. And the pattern of that over time will wear us down if we're not really intentional and have some foresight into leaving time for rest.
To rest, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. It's easy to look at a calendar and see dates and see, there's room for this and this, but how do you put rest into the calendar?
Right. Yep.
Absolutely.
Room does not mean is not the same as
rest.
Good idea.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. So search kind of who you are as a person and your context and your ability to schedule those things in, and then just stay diligent towards it so you can be refreshed because of your rest.
Speaking of which, I am exhausted. So, man, I'm going to go home. I'm going to chill out this afternoon, probably watch some Walking Dead or something. And
there you go.
Eat some Cheetos.
Absolutely. Yep. I got to
meet a friend for dinner. It's going
to
be
good. Yeah, I got to grab a little quick bite to eat and then probably finish that episode of Game of Thrones before I jump into the tree planting.
Nice. Well, I hope you get some good rest.
All right. Hope you guys are finding good rest out there. We'll be back again tomorrow as we slide our way to the end of our Sherpa Shorts.
Things rolling. Thanks for joining us again. Sherpa's out. Peace.